welcome back to another week of the AMB Podcast. It's your boy Young Tamarack, and we late like missed periods, and I'm here with some good people because my people is never not good. Let them know what it is, Stair.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Stair, aka the finesse fella, aka Papa Stair, aka the big homie by the stairs. Ready to get this pod started. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I'm here with some good people because my people are never not good. This week, we got a very special guest. And I always like to say that I guess are special, but really, we got the close homie, pretty much my brother, man, for real.
You go back.
Way back, bro.
Yellow Boss, you know what I'm saying?
Way back.
Issa, you know what I'm saying? All the names, bro. But we got the homie in the building, bro. Man, we excited to have you here, bro. We've been talking about doing the podcast episode for a minute, so I'm glad that we were able to finally put it together. You got some things that, you know what I'm saying, that are about to shake off, and we figured that it was the right time for you to share that information with the world. So, how you been though, man? How's everything been?
I've been good, bro. Can't complain, you know. Just adjusting with the times. You know, this whole pandemic, that's all we can do, you know what I'm saying? It's just adjusting with the times.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a blessing though, bro. I can't complain.
Yeah. There's definitely been a mixed bag, and I feel like if you listen to the podcast, you can see that like throughout the episodes we've had. It's been like just a hell of a mixed bag of a year. There's been really good things that have happened for us, but there's also been moments that it's been like, man, fuck,
shook me up.
That's good to hear, man. I'm glad that everything's moving solid for you. Your family's safe, everybody healthy. What about you, Stair? How's everything been for you?
For me, it's been a week. Cause now we went out to New York. She went with grandma, so it was the first week. Like no kid in the crib.
Can't get away from New York. New York is so part of Alistair's life. He came in with Tim's too.
I had to set the vibe, you know. But so I really just chilled in the crib. Been really productive. Like I did my Blake track coach modules. I had to do that.
Like, how was that, bro?
Nah, it's not as cool as you think. But, it's just, like, Zoom stuff. Yeah. So, it's like, yeah. It's like two kids show up, like, hey, is this a track meeting? Yeah. Well, I just want to say hi, you know. And they talk to the coach. I was like, But me and Darius, we try to do our best.
Are they just, like, showing interest in running track?
Yeah, like, you tell them a story or, like, you share, like, technique and stuff like that the best you can over Zoom. Because it's, like, Zoom learning is...
It's different.
You ever just tell them if you're not first, you're last?
No. That would take 3 seconds to be like, isn't that from a movie? Right. And then be like, all right.
I don't know. Some of these kids might have not seen Talladega Nights, bro. You got to really think about that. It's very possible.
That's true. But, so me and Kayla got to just vibe in the crib, you know, cooling. We miss her mom because she went out for a doctor's appointment. Mm. And then I got to talk to my coach. I brought up last week about what he's going through, and he reached back out to me, said some real inspiring words, and I was like, dang, I gotta keep fighting for you. So there's that. And what else? That's about it. I had a pretty good week though. Had a pretty good week, you know?
Nice.
Can't complain. Yeah. How about you, co-host?
Me? Oh, man. I feel like every time I start, I'm like, damn, I don't really do much. And then,
keep talking, it's like, oh, I did that too.
I did this, I did that. So, I mean, this week, again, has been another adventure in putting together the crib for the most part. So,
I peeped your plant.
Yeah, I got a plant. I'm not going to lie. I was going to start calling myself Plant Poppy, but I'm very far from being Plant Poppy.
I was going to ask about that. Like, hold on, bro. You got a plant going? That's the beauty of it. We just getting into some different shit.
Shout out to Dean. Honestly, Dean brought me the plant as a housewarming gift. And I was really excited about it because I was like, yo, I'm looking to get some plants in here. The oxygen flowing.
Set the vibe. Okay.
But,
taking
care of plants is, I don't know what I'm doing. So, like, you can look it up on, like, Google. I've looked it up. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, am I still doing it right? So, what I figure is going to happen.
And water.
Right. But then you're talking about, like, indirect light. And,
crazy? I didn't even know you was doing that, bro. I looked up how long it takes a plant to just even start. It takes like 7 weeks, bro. That's tough.
Oh, shit.
That's tough. So I'm thinking, like, within those 7 weeks, what you gotta do? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta take hella good care of that shit. Mm-hmm. It's like a child. You gotta nurture it. Right. You know? You gotta make sure the humidity is right. Have spray bottles of, like, water. And, like, I don't even have none of that. I literally just got potting soil today to pot it. And like, I don't even know if I did that right. So it's just like, we're gonna see. I'm gonna figure it out. A couple plants is gonna die in the process. I'm sorry. If you know you're a person who really loves plants. I wanna learn to love them, so I'm trying to figure it out. But so yeah, like I said, just getting the crib together. Work as always, working from the crib, trying to really lock in on that.
Oh, speaking of work, I was at a job interview. But like I was doing an application for like a social media marketing job. I was like, all right, let me see, cause that's why I studied in school. So I went through and doing the assessment that they gave you, and it's like recognize the audience. It was like pair the social media that would fit with that audience. So it's like 20 to 35. What platform would you likely see them on? It's like, all right, they'd be on Twitter, they'd be on Instagram. So I crossed that. I'm like, all right, bet. It's a breeze. I can do this job. I'm starting to get cocky. Then it's like part two of the exam was, how do you create the different pictures? And like, what's the difference between this picture and this picture? Like in terms of like filtrations. And I was like, nah, I ain't ready for that.
It's crazy.
I'll be adjusting the settings on Instagram when I'm like setting filters, but I don't really know anything about that. And I was like, that's something I got to study up on. Because last episode I talked about how I was going to get into the graphic design part.
Right.
And shout out to all the love I got off the Photoshop.
Hell yeah, bro.
Getting better at it.
That's what's up. Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah. I think it's also just like the ridiculousness of like the image
within itself. And that's how you do it marketing wise though, bro.
Yeah,
you
it's
the OC.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, gotta be like it's gotta be wild.
It's perfect.
Cause when I was sending to me, I was just like, bro, this is
I geek
wild.
Every time I see it, I'm like, yo, this is nice. I'm like, this is lit.
I was like, hell yeah, bro. All right. I was like, well, at least my abs look good. So. Yeah, man. But to wrap up my week, like I said, I didn't really get into too much. I went to the gym, worked out, lifted. But I'm trying to, I really miss like playing like flag football. So I'm trying to find like another activity to like get into.
That would be amazing right now.
Did y'all gym get that little scared where like it was like, oh, we might shut down? I'm like, bro, do not shut the gyms down.
Nah.
Again, whatever y'all do, just don't
shut down. Shit, my gym tried to sneak open. I was like, yo.
When everything
They tried to sneak open and then they charged me for that. I said,
that's
whoa.
That's crazy, yeah.
Like, and I was like, yeah, we've been open since September. I was like, September?
Like, yeah. Sneak open. my gym didn't hit no. When it wasn't open, like, they weren't charging.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they opened up and then, like, yeah. So that's why I was like, I might as well just, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Got me a nice little Under Armour mask. Yeah. But also, I'm expecting some packages from Amazon, too. So I'm anticipating that. I'm excited.
That's always something to look forward to.
Yeah, because I got the free, I got the 30-day trial of Prime right now. So I'm like,
you
got
to get booming.
I'm just running it up.
You got to get everything coming in.
I'm running it up. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been on. But yeah, that's pretty much, that's been it for the most part. Just living.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
gonna
do, man.
I was on social media this week, and like my boy Dad hit me up, just to do Rad News, and he posed a question to me, and the question was, "Do you feel like college is worth it?"
Mm.
And when you first think about it, it's like,
is it
worth it? Yeah. Like that's just like a statement, but and I took a stance. I was like, honestly, I don't think college is worth it anymore.
Right.
I think if you're in the technical fields where it's like you need to learn this, like your doctors, like your pharmacists and shit like that, or your lawyers, sure, because you need to learn that stuff.
Yeah, you need that.
But almost any other degree, you can learn that through a certification. You can learn that through just applying the knowledge and trying to teach yourself. Because you could go to college, get in debt, and you still didn't learn anything.
Still didn't learn that, bro.
That's very true.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I have mixed feelings about it because I do agree with you in terms of saying that, if you're doing something that is like a highly specialized career or a skill, then, I would say you need to go to school and you need to learn and you need to get those experiences so you can be able to actually do those things in the field. Right. But I mean, and it goes back to those experiences. One of the things that I feel like I got a lot of were experiences at college, whether it was just learning in a classroom or just learning about like some things in life. Right. Granted, you're in like you're in the real world, and some people say that, oh, you're in a bubble when you're in college. But no, you, I mean, there's still real world things that you're going to face, real world problems you're going to face. There's going to be money issues.
But that's not college. That's
outside of
college. That's what comes with college.
Yeah, so I'm saying. But like, if you don't get put in that position to be out in that space by yourself, then you might not experience those things because you're within, I guess, maybe the protection of your parents or...
So you're saying people that commute don't need to go to college?
Say people that commute?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I know for me... Because I got to leave and I got to go away. There were things that I felt like I experienced.
Yeah, me too, because I went away. That's why I got to experience that. But if I'm staying in the crib.
But I feel like, if you're in the crib, I mean, to go to like a 4-year university, in my opinion, doesn't really make sense. Unless it's literally like right down the road. Yeah. Then I mean, yeah. But
also experience wise, like.
But also, again, it depends on what you want to do.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So, I mean, you could kind of waffle back and forth on how you feel about that whole situation. I feel like if you're the type of person who has a really, like, go-get-it attitude, and if it's, like, something that, like, okay, no matter what, like, I'm going to go for this, and I'm going to figure out my way to either talk my way through this or I'm going to be able to finesse my way through this, then you may not necessarily need to go to school.
That's true.
That's the thing. At the young age of 18... Not everyone knows to make that.
But that's my point. It's like if you're already there mentally, like where you're like, bro, like I can talk my way through. Like, and there's people who are like that.
Not
like,
a lot of people like
I can talk my way into any room, sure, and I can do that. And like those people don't need to go. So like when Gary Vee gets on like fucking Twitter and like whatever, like, sometimes I don't like that shit. He gets online and he's like, okay, well, like you can you say do this, make this move, do this, and do that. But like not everybody has that in them. You know what I mean? So you got to find things that work for you because you can only do what works for you.
Yeah.
So like I feel what Gary Vee be doing sometimes and I like it and like people like within that lane, but sometimes it's like, bro, like people just gotta like figure out ways to help themselves and figure out ways to like learn things and be able to make the best of their services. Not everybody's gonna be that person who makes, you know, saying $1 million or whatever. Like it's hard to do, bro. It's not feasible for everybody to be able to do it. So there's gonna have to be somebody working at 7-Eleven. There's gonna have to be somebody who sweeps up, you know what I mean? So like it just really depends on like
or the robots can do it.
Or the robots are
possible. Robots can do it in like 3 years.
They already got the Roombas going, so I mean it really just depends on
self checkout.
Roombas are expensive though as well too. So you gotta remember that.
Yeah, like you know. You have a robot roll up on you, hey, you need help with that? No, okay. Beep boop.
Again, like it really just depends on like you, the individual, and like your mindset and like where you're like at. I think.
So, Boo, I got a question. You being an older brother, looking back, what do you say to him in terms of going to college?
I mean, I think college is important just as far as, like, if you, you know, like we talked about earlier, if you got a lane and or if you don't have a lane, you should go to college. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're forced to learn how to stand on your own. You know what I'm saying? Whether you want to or not. And don't get me wrong, there's always those few people who have, you know, their parents still kind of help them in the system where it's like, all right, cool, you don't got to do all this by yourself, but in some areas, they're not there to, like, monitor you. So, like, you're forced to stand on your own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're forced to make decisions on your own. All right, cool. You're going to step out tonight or no? You're going to knock out this work. You know what I'm saying? I think those are decisions that carry on with us even until adulthood. You know what I'm saying? For instance, we were just talking about the Grinches. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wanted them too. I'm like, damn, I want these. But it's like, nah, bro, I got these other things I got to use this for.
Yeah.
So, nah. And I think those are things that kind of carry on from, like, college. But
yeah, for sure.
But yeah, just I think if you don't got a lane yet, go to college. If you do,
so you
know
your aim
is. Yeah, you got time to figure it out. If you don't, then you should go to college. But I just feel like even if you go, you're gonna be in debt anyways. So it's like
I think
it is important.
That's what's crucial because especially I don't know if it was because like the image of college was so like publicized and plastered in front of us. So it's like, oh, I have to go there.
Right.
And that so people different. Just look at like the dream school or the dream scenario. They
well, you also got to keep in mind that we are foreign children.
Right. So, that's
so
like
your parents are never not going to say like you need to go to college.
Yeah.
Like I'll be very shocked if a foreign parent is like, oh yeah, don't worry about going to college.
Right.
Yeah. The only way I can see that happening is if maybe your father's a carpenter and he owns like some sort of business and he's like, hey, I'll teach you this trade.
So working the family.
But in most cases, your parents want to see you like do like either greater or like right. better than whatever like it is that you're saying that sure. they did. Yeah. So like that's just that was always gonna like no matter what for us, that was yeah, gonna that was be it. Gonna like be, yeah. no matter what. Yeah. Like it was gonna be like, okay, you need to go get an education. Yeah. School's important, you need to learn. Mm-hmm. So for some other people, their parents may feel different about it. But like standardly, I would say across America, it's part of like that American dream or like that path that you take is American you know, you go to college. Yeah, maybe
you're gonna say American dream this week, right?
But I mean, bro, you got to think when you come here to this country.
Yeah,
but you're not here.
Yeah, back in like the 80s and the 90s or 70s, you're like the, we're trying to, we're trying to, you know what I'm saying? We know shit's fucked up from where we're from. It can't be that bad going over here.
All heads all the time. They're like, man, if I was you and I came to this country at your age.
Yeah, you know, like, man, right, man, you know what I do? I have, you know what I'm saying? I have 30 houses and 20 wives and 8 goats. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, come on, bro. We don't even run on a goat standard in this country.
Definitely.
So, I feel like, yeah, no matter what, that was going to be something that was like a part of the fabric mm-hmm. of our lives either way. And right. I mean, part of me is definitely grateful for it because, I mean, you're always essentially like, that was always in the back of your mind or something yeah. that you were usually thinking about was like, okay, like, I'm going to have to go to college. Like, okay, it's going to be like, I'm going to have to step my game up or it's going to be difficult or like X, Y, Z. But like I said, again, there's people who come up like through high school or whatever mm-hmm. and they're like, yo, like, I don't think I need to go to school because I can do X, Y, Z really well. And I'm just going to keep doing that X, Y, Z.
That's like Lay. Like yeah, Lay did the graphic design lane. Yeah. He was like, I've never had a real job.
Well, let me. Damn, I said his name wrong again.
That's good.
Sorry.
That's what's up. Yeah, see, he had an angle.
But like, yeah, but he had been. But the thing is, he was getting experience very early on. So he was doing like party flyers and a bunch of other things that.
Shipping Rodwood.
Yeah, right. Wow. And it's like. You're in high school doing these things already. So your mind's already at a different place. You're already thinking in like a certain sort of entrepreneurial type of way. And that's yeah, like I said, 10 years ahead of where everybody else is thinking. So some people need to take those steps and go to college to figure out that, oh, you know what? Damn. Maybe I didn't need to come here and maybe I can stop going. And that's why some people do end up leaving school. And there's some people who go and then they, you know, they finish school, they end up working in a field and they realize, oh my goodness, I hate this. I don't like this at all. Yeah. And pivot to something else. Like I went to a career fair at Frostburg once and I was talking to a lady who worked at like Cintas, like the little work employment, like they do like a bunch of different solutions for like companies.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, like this has nothing to do with my major that I went to school for. And she was like, she majored in like some way, like art or some shit like that. And that's I was just crazy, like, yeah. Well, that's a white luxury for one. But I was like, okay, that's interesting. I always thought that, you know, when you finish school,
right,
you just do whatever you major. Mm-hmm. And even me, like I went to school for mass communications, focusing on video production. Mm-hmm. And realistically, there wasn't like any like vicious jobs that I felt like that I wanted because like I was like, man, like I'm trying to work at like fucking ESPN or Sports Center, but I wasn't trying to be patient about like grinding my way up or whatever.
And you just hear these companies like, yeah, I need to apply there. That's
right. What. And then I also have like you said, my folks in my ear, like, well, you need to get like a real job that's gonna like blah blah blah.
Why wouldn't ESPN hire me?
You get out of college and immediately you like enter that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean it also the school that I went to, I mean, didn't really help with that. So like I was getting internships, but they weren't directly related to the line of like what I was looking to do. And maybe that's partially on me too, because I wasn't looking for those things, but I didn't know what proper channels to go through. Because again, the school that I went to, the university, the resources that they had, they weren't like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So if I had went to a school like in New York or like, you know what I mean? No. I mean,
honestly,
I'm talking about television wise though. Like the access that you have in New York is very different. And like a school in Brooklyn is going to have access to a lot of very big like media conglomerates or have some sort of connection. And that,
what I'll say is
Frostburg State University, bro.
Yeah, that's you're in a balance.
Right. Tell you how much of like, it's
right. Like we're not connected to like
the street. You can't go down and train. Yeah, I get it. What was you about to say about?
No, I was just gonna say like being in New York, it was like really hustle and bustle.
Right.
So like, I didn't even see that side of like the because I was like the athlete, so I didn't even get to think in that direction.
School would have been very different for you if you weren't an athlete.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, my freshman year when I wasn't an athlete, I had a 3.5, and I was cool. And I was like,
This is straight.
This is straight.
Yeah.
Then track. I was like, 1.8.
I wasn't even an athlete, and I was in that turn like,
right, you're like, man,
I don't got the time, but I got the time.
Like, man, nah, for real. It's crazy, man.
But yeah, I mean,
but where'd you go to school, guy?
I went to junior college at Southern Maine Community College, and I went to University of Maine. Then my last year I went to Penn State.
So it actually, to back it up a little bit further, mm-hmm. for those of any, if you listen to the podcast and you don't know, mm-hmm. We went to high school with Abu, right? So sure. I met Abu in, what, ninth grade?
Ninth grade.
And like, pretty much, Abu was like my silent nemesis. That's what a lot of people don't know. So, and I gotta make sure the camera's recording this. I was like, all right, Bryce is ready. Abu was my silent nemesis, right? And pretty much, Abu had a girlfriend in high school, right? And you know what? Fuck it, I'm a name drop. Yeah, so he had a girlfriend in high school. Yeah. Her name was Khadijah, mm-hmm. right? And so, basically, like, I, like, seen her, I was like, oh, damn, like, what's up with her? Like, let me talk to her and see what, like, what's good. Yeah, and, like, man. She would talk to me in class. So, I'm like, all right, I'm making strides. So, one day, I see her with a boo. And, like, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yo, I didn't know, like, she had, like a man. Like, this is crazy. So, like, long story short, me and Abu end up in like a gym class together. It's crazy. And like we're in the class together.
Like,
and
it's like Spider-Man meme. Bro, it was a Spider-Man.
So it was just like, crazy. I always felt like this like silent heat. Like anytime like me and Abu like seen each other. And so like, but like after that, like oddly enough, we ended up becoming like cool. Just like off of like some like niggas was cracking jokes and like, boom, like me and Abu end up cool. But Abu's always been like a hooper for the longest that I met. Definitely got snubbed at Blake on the high school team. In my honest opinion, if you feel different, you hear this podcast, you feel like Abu didn't get snubbed. How
loud? Wait, you weren't on the senior year?
Nah. I was gonna try, but my grades was trash. The only year I tried out was sophomore year.
Still snubbed.
I didn't make it that year.
No, but he had Williams already had the team pick.
Yeah, because I guess like
that was all for optics.
Only way you would mention if you were tired.
I didn't know that part about like politics and all
right,
the rest.
Right. You just trying to hoop.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, but I'm gonna try out. You know,
but there's so much more that goes into it.
The only person that picked up was Quandrick, and that's because he came from Montrose.
Right, somebody who was sick because
I came from Montrose too, but I was just too short. And Aaron has guards. He's a shooter.
He was
a shooter. I don't know about
that. I hooped with him actually not too long ago. I'd ask him.
Word? Yeah, he was almost fine. He was getting
I remember you talking about when he was in the percussion joint. Well, we was doing those jump joints. Yeah, bro. I remember that joint. I was like, that's crazy. You went there for real. I should tell.
But where was I? Oh, yeah. So basically, I was saying all that to say that, like, Abu, you've hooped for a while, and you're one of those cases of someone who you didn't really even get to, like, hoop like that in high school.
Nah.
But after high school, you managed to work your way to hooping, you know, at the collegiate level.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about like what you like went through to get to that point. Like how much like time that you spent like grinding and like working.
No, for sure. Basically, you know, I'm gonna just go to this after senior year, bro. Like I got done with senior year, and even then I'm like, bro, I'm gonna play in college. I'm working at Sears and White Oak, bro. I'm in there cashing already. I'm like, bro, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know who. But, like, I'm about to hoop in college, bro. And, of course, it was days where it didn't even sit. Like, bro, what you talking about? You know, I'm telling myself, like, bro, what you doing? You working right here, bro? There's none of that, you know. But, of course, you just still got to push through that because with your own self-doubt, you still got to keep going. No matter what the past is, you can create some new shit. So, at the time, of course, I'm at MC. So, I'm like, all right, cool, like, what can I do to just get a college, like just get a coach to say something to me? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, in the meantime, I'm gonna make sure I'm putting this work in. So I took off. I remember me and my good bro Don, he was like, shout out to Don too, bro. He's a big part of helping me like realize that it was more than just the skill. You know what I mean? I thought like you gotta have a jumper. If you don't, you know, but it's like, nah, it's different. You gotta be smart too. Like you can, like, you know what I mean? The mental aspect of the game I wasn't aware of. Because of course I didn't have those experiences in high school. Mm. So I basically just learned the aspect as far as the mental game. Boom. And after I got that part, I was like, all right, now I just gotta make sure I'm training to whatever situation I could try to put myself in to have it work out. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. You talk about the mental of basketball. Cause mm-hmm. like every time we've played, like that's always one thing. Like when we are on the same squad, it's like, all right, I can look and be like, all right, you see me? I'm cutting it. You're just moving. You don't say a word. So like, in terms of IQ, I definitely, I see that. That's pretty dope. In terms of So what happened next? Like,
oh, basically, so of course I was like, so my good bro Don was like, hey, look, if all you want to do is talk to you, I got a coach you can talk to. You know what I mean? If you really trying to do this, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Like, come on, let's do this. He's like, all right, cool. So
one believer.
That's it. And then he was just like, look, so he actually called one of his friends, his name Manny, and he was playing in Southern Maine Community College that year. And he was talking to him like, yo, Manny, how you? And that was his good friend from when he lived in Boston at the time. So he was like, yeah, man, you know, if Coach Rich is available, I got a young in here who's trying to come there next year, if he could just talk to him for a few minutes. I was like, bet. So imagine, I'm in the passenger seat like, yo, I'm about to talk to a coach, bro. Like, bro, no coach ever wanted, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was sending emails out, bro. Like, no, I got maybe two responses out of, like, hundreds of emails I've sent out. You know, and of course they asked me if I played in high school, and I'm like, no. And of course I say no, I'm getting no response.
Yeah, after that.
You know what I'm saying? Because of course at that, and I get it now. Of course, there's things they don't want to teach me at the college level. Like, yeah. Bro, you're supposed to learn in high school.
Supposed to know that already.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but long story short, yeah. So I end up talking to Coach Richard over at SMCC, and he was just like, you know, just let me know the things I got to do if I do want to go there, right? So I end up putting an application. Actually, to be honest, it went a month went by, and I was like, you know what? I'm doing this. And I put the app in, boom, everything signed up for classes. I ended up getting there a week after school started, right? I'm still like, bro, I'm here. I ain't got no dorm room. It was crazy, bro. I wasn't even on a wait list, nothing. They had somebody named Jose Luchandagon. Y'all know that guy. He's tough. Y'all gotta look him up. He's tough. But yeah, but he was like, look, man, he can stay here for, like, you know what I'm saying, a couple weeks until you get a room. And I was going to get an apartment that was nearby. I was like, all right, cool. Bro, I slept on a towel my first week. On a towel, bro, like, off of just faith. Like,
please
bro,
the camera.
That's all, you know what I'm saying? Off of strictly just faith, bro. I'm just like, bro, I'm going to get on this squad. So I'm just thinking, it's just funny even looking back. I literally, like, after my first class playing in music, I literally was like, yo, I'm going to see the coach right now. I'm like, hey, look, we talked, you know what I'm saying, a couple months ago. My name's Abu, you know, da-da-da. He's like, of course, he's looking like, man, I don't remember you. I'm like, bro, we talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, all right, cool. He's like, you know what? You know, nice to meet you, but we have workouts. I think it was like Tuesdays and Friday. Some Tuesdays, Thursdays, Tuesdays, Friday. But he's like, make sure you're there if you wish to try out. I was like, bet, cool. So I'm at every workout, you know what I'm saying? And at the time, I didn't even know I was with the best player on the team the previous season. He got an offer, but he just came back because he didn't have the money. So I'm like, okay, but I didn't know, of course, in the midst of it, I'm just like, all right, cool, this brother's letting me stay with him. I appreciate that, bro. Like, only if you knew, like, I'm out here with just one bag of clothes. Bro, it's crazy. So I end up getting there, bro. So we working out everything. And I end up seeing, like, this is something I can actually get better from. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we end up working out. Tryouts come, and I ain't make the squad, bro. And I literally was like, bro, what? That was the first moment I realized, like, bro, you can work for something. 100%. You can take every risk you think possible, bro. And if it don't work out, you know what I mean? And I was like, bro, I did everything.
But even you saying that reminds me of this verse that Kanye dropped. And then, like, the verse, he was like, picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That can fuck up your whole life like an uncle that tests you. And I was like, bro, like, but that's like one of, like, the fears, at least even for me. I like fear, like, working, like, super hard or something and still, like, not working out. Like, that, like, it's gotta be crushing, like, almost, bro. Like,
imagine, I'm 20 at the time. I'm about to turn 21 that year. I'm like, bro, I'm already 20.
Dang.
The Bamas came here at 18. Like, bro, you're messing it up. Like, I was all over the place, bro. I'm in a state. I don't know nobody.
Yeah.
I can't even call. Like, bro, can I come visit you? Just to get my mind off it. Yeah, I got to stay in that same, you know what I mean? It was tough, but it helped me. You know what I'm saying? And I literally just like, you know what, bro? What I got to do? Like, you know what I'm saying? I went back to the drawing board. I was like, all right, what I got to do, bro? All right, cool. First off, we're going to go back to emailing coaches again. Cool. Emailing coaches. Then I ain't going to lie, bro. When you was talking about I ain't make Blaze Squad, bro. And I ain't make Blaze Squad, bro. I didn't go to one game.
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't have went to no game.
I never went to no game. But I ain't going to lie. In college, I had to be like, you got to do it different this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the games. Look at them players. At what team you think you could play for. So I'm watching the teams. I'm like, bro, I could play on that team. What? But I didn't know at the time the coach that I was at, he over recruits purposely. So those Bamas that he recruited, he didn't have on the team.
On the team anyways,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, what? That's crazy. So anyway, I ended up just being there, just watching the games and like seeing how my bro Jose was doing it, bro. He was scoring like 20 a game. And Juco, that's tough. Like 20 a game, bro, like that. Bro, he's in the room. We get back to the room, right? I'm like, bet. He probably about to shower, probably go mess with some joints. Bro, he literally showering. He's sitting down on the desk pulling up film. I'm like, bro, what are you? I'm like, they knocking on the door like, bro, you trying to come out? You trying to go? And he's like, nah, bro. He's mad about four free throws he missed. I'm like, bro, what? But like, it, but I was like, bro, that's if you want to get though. There, bro, if you really want to get there, certain differences you got to make. So I'm like, yo, like, that's dope. So I was like, all right, cool. So I ended up just learning from him, bro. And it ended up being like a redshirt year, bro. It was a blessing. I ended up using a year. I still have four. I'm like, cool. You know what I'm saying? I had him and my big bro, Don. It was helping make sure the mental was there. And then, to be honest, it was three videos I watched, bro. It was one jump. If y'all ever get a chance, it's a Big Sean video on, like, risk. Mm-hmm. He talks about something like that. Like, you risk it all, and then boom. And I actually also watched a documentary of Steve Francis, how, like, he didn't play in high school at all, and he went JUCO, and you know what I'm saying? I was like, that's dope, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
he got in, but yeah,
that, so end up, so mm-hmm. what ended up also happened, it was crazy. I got cut twice by that same school.
Really?
The year, so that spring semester, right? I'm about to leave. I'm like, I'm gonna just go home and figure it out and start over, right? So there's a guy who was transferring back in. His name's Taheem, right? And he was somebody who, like, he ain't had the funds to come back that year that I was there. He's like, bro, I'm coming back next year, bro. You gotta come, bro. I'm like, bro, he just cut me. I'm not coming back over there. Like, I'm not spending one more year there, bro. I'm about to be 21. Like, yeah. I'm not doing this. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, bro, just come back, bro. Like, I promise you, like, you're gonna be straight. Ooh, ooh. So I ended up actually going to have a meeting with the coach. And I was like, hey, look, man, you tell me what I did wrong or what you feel like I should improve on. I'll work on that through the summer. And I'll come back. He's like, all right, cool. Of course, he, like, told me a few things, right? I was like, okay, cool. And I only say that to say, like, the next following year when I went back, he cut me again. And I'm just like, bro, you told me if I worked on this, I was going to make a team. And he switched the story. He was like, no, I told you next year. He was like, no, I told you could try out again. I was like,
oh, okay. Man. I was like, with the okie doke.
I was like, all right, cool. So I'm like, bet. So I ended up finding out that there was a coach over in Eastern Maine that got a couple students over there that's about to flunk off. And he's like, he only has 3-4 players. He needs players ASAP.
How'd you end up finding out that information, though?
There was somebody who also got cut with me. His name's Jeremy. He was like, yo, like,
I'm out.
He's like, yo, bro, there's somebody I know who live over in Eastern Maine. And he said, this coach needs players. And I think he knew the coach or something like that. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll hit him up and see what's up. Shout out Coach Rich, man. So I ended up hitting Coach Rich up, and it was a black coach. So I was like, bet, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go. So I ended up going on there for one of the
black coach in Maine?
In Maine, bro. It was crazy. So I
ended that's where you end up if you're a black coach. You end up trying to get a job, trying to work.
So I ended up going up there for a practice, bro. And literally after the first practice, he's like, look, December, this one, the dorms, like the last application for the dorms. And that's all he had to say to me. Last time, that means, like, I'm about to be on the squad. I'm like, bro, I put an application in that week. Got home. He said, go on the track and run. I'm running 40 minutes, bro.
Don't even trip, bro. I got you.
I'm running 40 minutes. So, yeah, I went and ran, you know what I'm saying, got right. And then, yeah, I got my first year at Eastern Maine. And it was just crazy. I'm just there like, damn, bro. Like, I gotta go. So, it was wild. And to fast forward, I ended up playing the same team that cut me first round in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I was like, yo, this is like full circle, but, you know, we lost, but... It couldn't end right. It couldn't end that way. Yeah, but, so I ended up... What ended up happening there, too, man, they end up, like, after that year, I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going to come back one more year, try to get a four-year offer, you know what I'm saying, see if I can get another door to open up somehow. Bro, literally after the basketball season, 2 months later, we found out they canned the basketball program. I'm like, bro, y'all doing what? This is my first chance I got to hoop somewhere. Y'all can't in the whole program. They like, yeah, we don't got the funds. I'm like, bro. Yeesh.
That sounds like the Eastern Maine problem.
Right. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right. So then, yeah, of course, shout out to the town in Bangor because they was actually out there, like, you know what I'm saying, protesting. Like, hey, look, man, like, y'all should keep this program here. Like, these kids need it, you know, so... That was a blessing that people was trying to fight for.
Yeah.
And I still had hope that summer they were going to have it back, but they didn't. So I ended up transferring to University of Maine, Augusta. Got an opportunity to play there. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, it was all just a learning experience and just really just picking up on the things that I didn't get to pick up while playing in high school. You know, just learning a little. Of course, like, the mistakes are really, they're more mind. Like, there's less mistakes you can make, you know, at the college level. Once you make a few, all right, cool, that's it, take them out. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn that early. Pace of the game and little things like that. And it's just, it's been crazy, bro. But then I actually, after that year, because they didn't have dorms. So I was at an apartment. I'm like, bro, I can't even do this. Like, I'm at that time too, I'm sleeping on my mattress is on the floor. I'm just like, bro, I can't even do this, bro. So I'm going to just try to go back home.
You should have dropped the mixtape, dog.
Right, something like, right, yeah, bro. It's crazy because it's never been out. Nobody knows this story for real.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah. This is really like an exclusive. I would just see you tagged.
Yeah, I'm in Maine by the rocks. I'm reflecting on life, dog. I'm really out here.
I can see why, because in moments it's just like, dog, what? Like, what is, like, am I doing the right thing? You know, in those moments, I'm like, yo, maybe I should, like, maybe I was thinking too far. Maybe I, like, was trying to reach too far, you know, so.
Nah, apparently if your dream don't scare you or don't scare other people, bro, it ain't the right dream.
Yeah, so I ended up coming back home, and then I ended up being able to play at Penn State, New Kensington, man. And I remember my coach Lou, and I seen another player, and they was playing there, and I was like, yo, like, he actually wants fast-paced guards. Like, they had, so I had to do that too. We're like, all right, cool. Let me not just jump into the next school. Let me look at styles of play of certain teams. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, does that fit my style of play? Because in the previous, I didn't go to schools where it's like, it fit my style of play. Yeah. You know, so where I had to adjust to them, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I ended up going to Penn State, New Kensington, fast-paced. And, you know, got my shot there, man. But it's been a beautiful journey, man. And I'm just trying to help share it to the youngest now, where it's like, bro, it doesn't matter what coach. And that's funny, because I thought I only got cut in high school and college. Bro, I got reminded when I, like, came back. I got cut in middle school, too. That's crazy. Damn. I'm like, damn, I think if I knew that, I wouldn't. Like, thank you for, I'm glad I didn't remember that. And I was just like, yo, I got cut in high school so bad, I'm going to just go, you know. But I remember, like, somebody came and was like, yo, man, you remember, they picked Anthony over you. I was like,
damn.
What? Damn, I don't even remember that. But I'm like, now that you do say that, I do, but you know what I'm saying? But it's been a blessing.
I was just talking about it. Yeah, you just had a conversation about it. I knew I wasn't made for basketball, though. After the ninth grade at Blake, and I went to the JV trials for Summer League.
Now I was talking about Brick Shaney.
But even at Brick Shaney, like, I gave it a shot.
I was built for it back then, but, like.
Nah. After, because I hooped with like, Brandon and Ryan, like, in recess. And, like, they were just so much better than, like, the rest of us. So it was kind of just, like, there was a couple of kids that were, like, you know, on their way to that point. But, like, they had been playing organized AAU basketball already. You know what I mean? So it was, like, bro, like, what the fuck is a pro hop? Like, huh? Is that not travel? That's how I felt like watching it. I was like, these niggas is playing a different brand. They're playing another game. I said, what the hell is going on? I said, nope. I said, five, top. something out. But, like, it was just different. And that's not something that you realize until, like, sometimes when you get older, you go back and you look at it like, damn, like, that they were just on a different path in terms of, like, playing that sport.
Yeah.
So, and we talk about it on the podcast, like, having, like, an adult or people in your life who are older,
who can give you
that guidance and tell you, okay, like, hey, you need to work on this move, or, like, you need to work on shuffling, you need to work on, like, just letting you know, like, this is very important at the next level if you want to get you. But, like, again, being a foreign child, all my parents are just like, hey, you know, fish your books. Like, that was it. Like, your face needs to be in a book. You need it. Like, that was it. So, like, yeah, having that guidance is, like, is super important. And that's something I actually wanted to touch on, was, like, you going through all that and learning all that and seeing all that and, like, literally firsthand experiencing it. Like, you now have the opportunity to guide, like, someone like your brother through, like, his basketball journey. And growing up, like all of us together, Jameel was, like, there for, like, a lot of, like, you know what I mean? Like,
shenanigans.
Whatever, shenanigans. But, like, one thing that he always really liked to do was to hoop, because his older brother liked to hoop, you know what I mean? So, like, I think, like, the way our relationship has even grown, like, from him being annoying Jameel that you got to go to, we got to run to McDonald's and go pick up a chicken. You know what I mean? To him being, you know, somebody who we look at, we like, bro, like, you got to stop growing, bro. Like, oh, what's the next move with your hooping? Like, you know what I mean? So, I think you having that experience is crucial to him being even who he is today and who he will become. So, and even, like, for, like, whenever you decide to have children as well, too, like that next generation of people. But, I mean, I feel like even the way you're talking about it now, it doesn't seem like you're necessarily, like, done with basketball.
Yeah, I mean, because I just feel like, in a way, like, I've watched pro games, so it's like, I knew that, just, of course, with the pros, it's so different because it's a business. You look at it more of it as a business-wise. It is the same way as college, but it's different in a way. But how I see it, where it's like, when I watch games, like, professional games, I'm like, you know, if I can get an opportunity, I could definitely play. You know what I'm saying? So And just in general, I'm just not going to give up because I already made it this far, bro. I wasn't even supposed to make it this far. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why not try to even go even further? You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, definitely, bro. And I just got to keep going just for him, too. I ain't about to have him bust my ass. And I'm like, you know, to be honest, like, I'm not here. Like, smart. I got to stay sharp, bro. So, yeah, like, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to just go further, bro. And I feel like that we're here, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as we exist, we should try to go for that one thing that we feel like is a long shot, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If we feel it and you know it's there and you think you're capable, just go ahead and do it, you know what I'm saying?
Who introduced you to basketball?
That's a good question. The first time I even watched basketball was in the 90s, like watching Jordan. I don't remember the game or nothing, but I just remember looking and seeing people hooping. All right, cool. But I started hooping probably in like second grade. Mm-hmm. And I remember I couldn't shoot. I could just dribble the basketball. So, yeah, those like, I just remember like I was the guy who was like, da 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 da. All right, bang, you shoot it in third grade. Like, bang, I'm gonna do all this.
Yep.
You gonna shoot the ball. So
it started
there. And then I didn't know that you had to play organized like basketball until like I was late. It was like sixth, seventh grade. I'm like, oh, you have to like play on the team.
Yeah.
It, like, hey,
you guys go walk into the NBA. Yeah,
yeah. It's not like they're not.
If you don't know that though, like,
right,
I was just power. Like,
right. So
I didn't even know AAU existed.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I was definitely fortunate. Like
high school, man.
Because I was able.
I knew a little early. I figured out like maybe like sixth grade.
Okay.
Like around
sixth grade.
It was around honestly. I knew
around like fifth, sixth grade. I found out that AAU basketball. Because I was playing recreational basketball.
Right. Right.
And then like the only reason I found out about AAU is because like Rudy and the thing were like getting ready to try out for like
them Logan balls,
the PG All Stars, and they were like, "You about to try out for the PG All Stars?" Right. And I was like, "Oh shit! Well, I've been pretty good on my recreational team, so let me try." And I was definitely the squad, bro.
I was definitely blessed because I got to experience the AAU circuit. I did Rising Stars, I did Calverton. Yeah, like my parents, that's one thing. I was definitely fortunate enough to be put in. I didn't even look at it that way to be as like grateful as I am, because you hearing from your foreign parents versus my foreign parents, they were like, all right, everything needs to be organization. Everything needs to be, like, you're not just going to wing this. You're not just going to play this at recess. You're going to, like, OBGC, Paradigm Nitro. Like, these are all organizations I grew up playing.
My parents found the Calverton Recreational. Because I lived in Calverton. So they found out about Calverton Recreation, and they were like, okay, well, we'll just play sports at Calverton Recreation. And, like...
Did you go to Calverton Elementary?
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy. Did you go? That's
cool. Yeah, I went to Calverton up until like third grade. Mm. And then I ended up going to Page in the fourth. Mm. And then from up there on, I was at Montgomery County Schools. But yeah, bro, like that's all I knew was like
Calverton. But I looked at it as like level of competition. I didn't look at it as like just organized.
No, that's what I'm saying. But from like for example, you know about MSI soccer, right?
Yeah.
I just looked at MSI. I was like, okay, that's got to be a notch up from Calverton.
Even when
I was younger.
Nah, I wasn't playing soccer.
No, I played soccer like up until like, I was playing soccer early.
Slip, bro.
I played one sport.
They said that
back in the day.
I'm like, man, you can run track, you can play football and bet. Like, what? I didn't even know that. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't. That's crazy.
Nah, yeah. Only reason I stopped playing soccer is just because it wasn't cool at that point in time. And I let the world influence me. Which right. I mean, it's hard not to as a kid.
Not to.
Man. I really wish my parents would have been like, no, you're just gonna play soccer, and I would have been like.
I guess
I'll play soccer. Like, fine, cool. But like, I appreciate them for giving me like the freedom to like to try other sports. But like, I ended up playing football, which, I mean, I like football. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but like,
you're too small.
I don't even want to label it as too small. I just don't think I had
too small. It's okay.
No. We were, but like, I just don't think I had that like mean streak to me.
Yeah, that's
it. Like football wise, like especially if you end up putting me on defense, I'm like. Bro, I'm not really out here trying to tackle nobody, bro. Like, if I attack somebody, I'm hitting, like, I'm diving right here, bro. And that's all I was. Okay. You miss a lot of tackles that way, too.
Yeah, they definitely embarrass you or hurt you.
You can't see, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you trying to go down.
Yeah. Right, but, I played football, and then I was like, well, I'm not big. Let me just,
y'all at least had a jersey on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was able to.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, having a jersey on and playing in an 0-9 fucking game, too. It's not lit, bro. Like, it's not. And like, I don't go around telling people that like I played like 4-9 JV team. You know what I'm saying? But like, nigga, we did not win a game. Like, but in all fairness, we lost our starting quarterback after the second game.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So it was like it was really hard to move the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, you run the ball a lot in JV football, anyways. Yeah. But like, I played receiver, so it was kind of just like, man. Fuck. Like, I fucked myself. Like,
that's crazy.
If the quarterback was healthy, I might have had a chance to make some plays. But backup quarterback?
Nah.
And imagine a backup quarterback in the NFL, right? Now, imagine a backup quarterback for the JV high school football team. Who was the backup quarterback? Peter Calhoun
was okay,
the
backup quarterback
for the JV team. But imagine a backup JV quarterback. He is not prepared in the slightest, my G. Not at all.
You put him
he not watching no film.
One. Yeah, he puts him on spot.
He barely, he barely on the plays. So it's like, come on, man.
Right, you go, yes, you know. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But to kind of carry it on from there, you are working on starting a brand, right? And you even have the shirt on now currently. Sure. It's Late Bloomer. And I think if you've listened to this episode, you've kind of heard a little bit about the Late Bloom for you. Mm. But talk to us a little bit about what Late Bloomer is and like and what that brand kind of represents.
I mean, definitely with the brand, we just want to push like purity and self-enlightenment and just the understanding that like everybody's blooming differently. You know what I'm saying? And it's like everyone's process is going to be different. And in the midst of those processes, you're going to feel like, hey, look, maybe this is not it. You know what I'm saying? But you got to keep pushing and keep. And because those are your blooming moments. Those are where it's like, yo, this moment not going to matter. And that's even things I've carried on now where it's like, if something's happening to me, I'm like, yo, is this going to matter in 5 years? All right, if it doesn't, all right, let's try to find ways to make it better. If it doesn't, just drop that and move it to the next thing or the next way to improve this situation. So that's really just what we're trying to do and switch the narratives because it's like anxiety, you know, suicide rates, and just overall just depression has went up. Because somehow, someone, we don't even know who, there's no direct line told us that certain things supposed to be done by a certain time, right? My whole thing was like, well, there's not even a direct line. Like, I can, you know, I could contact, like, hey, look, am I doing this right by this time? You know, so it's like, as long as you're going through your process, as long as you're blooming, bro, that's all that matters. So that's just the notion and the motive we try to push.
And that's definitely a large population.
Right.
Like, the people that didn't shoot out the womb, like, oh yeah, I'm 6'5".
Right.
Yeah, I'm this tall, I'm this big, I'm this fast, I'm this strong, I'm this smart. It's like everyone has their own pace. Everybody goes at their own time. And it's not, success isn't like a one size fit all. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a different definition of what success is for them.
Success is, yeah. And I didn't know that either. I thought it was just one thing. I'm like,
oh, I gotta go D1. Yeah, I gotta go to the SEC. I gotta, cause like, there's I forget. I think his last name is like Scrubs or Scruggs. Mm-hmm. Like he just got drafted out of the JUCO. Yeah, so the number one JUCO player in the nation just got drafted.
Damn. See,
that's amazing, bro. Like
there's a path and there's a journey for everybody. You just have to,
bro, just find which one's yours that fits and just trust it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what we trying to push. You know, and I'm trying to just reach back to the youngest because I feel like with us, it was kind of easier for us because we wasn't so exposed. Like now the youngest are OC exposed. So it's like, yo, but don't worry about that. Just focus on what you got going on. What can you, what blooming you doing? You know,
you're almost overexposed at this point.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's crazy. So
the internet is definitely it's a powerful tool, but also like a super wild vice at the same time. Yeah. So yeah, the kids are definitely overexposed and they get to see a lot of the microwave culture that we live in terms of like, okay, well, this like it happened instantly. And like I was even just reflecting on that on like when I was driving back from the store and I was just like, damn, like I'd be sitting thinking and I was having a conversation even before I bought this, like when I was getting ready to buy the place, I was talking to like the dude doing the home inspection. I was like, yeah, man, I feel like I'm really like behind, like I'm late. I feel like I need to have like done this sooner. And he was just like, mind you, it's like, you know, this is a white guy, you know? And he's like, really? And he was just like, I mean, I didn't really buy my first place until I was like almost damn near 40. And I was just like, shit. I was like, that's some perspective right there, bro. But like, you don't get that until you talk to people. But I also feel like we also put like a decent amount of pressure on ourselves as well. Right. Just kind of seeing like all the things that are going on around you. But like, you gotta, like you said, you kind of gotta focus on like you and like lock in on like you and what you got going on. Because a person could be literally riding in like whatever, you know what I'm saying, car or whatever they have, but you don't know what like what they did or like what they're going through even sitting in that vehicle. So like it's hard to do, trust me, because like I'll be having to like snap myself back all the time, but like it's very necessary for you to just like to be like sane and be able to like understand that like shit takes time, bro.
Shit
like,
takes time. You gotta be patient. You just gotta keep, you have to find, have that vision and just keep walking towards it. Yeah. Like the life that you envision for you, just have it and just keep walking forward.
Yeah, bro. Right. And I feel like with me, it's like I'm though we're here right now, bro, I'm thinking the conversation we're going to have 10 years from now.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you know 10 years conversation. 10 years from now, it's going to be crazy. Oh,
we have a record of a lot of conversations. Yeah, bro, do you remember when such and such? I'm like, bro, I remember that. Like, yeah. That's when my mind is, all right, cool. What? How can I make this brand grow within 10 years? In what ways? Okay. You know, to be honest, I'm trying to, you know how most people, they try to wait till they get to a certain point, and then they're like, all right, cool, let's get back to the community. I just talked to one of my good friends. Hey, I'm like, look, bro, like, this fall, let's do something for the kids. Like, let's do something to give it back to the community, bro. Like, and I think that's important, where it's like, let's do everything right now while we can. You know what I'm saying? Let's not wait until we hit these certain marks, you know? So.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. That's a good idea. We definitely need to actually get on that as a podcast as well. Yeah, find ways to give back. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then just like you said, like looking like forward, like 10 years in the future, like I'll be looking at like this podcast in that manner too, mm-hmm. sometimes where I think about, and I wasn't thinking about it until Lay said something. He was like, you guys are capturing a lot of origin stories. And I was just like, you know what? Now that I think about it, we are capturing a lot of people literally at the beginning of their journey and following them and seeing like them grow to like what they discussed on this very platform to say that, hey, I'm going to do this, or I plan to do this, or if we're about to take it to a whole nother level, it's going to be crazy.
It's really crazy because like someone that like, I don't know why is just so like, wild to me is because when Ellen came on and like Ellen was
she hit this trick the other day on I don't even know, like, she like hit this, like, she hit like a, she switched the board, bro, on the water. Right. I was like, wild. I said, she's getting with
and
me.
And I seen it and I was like, yo, honestly, like, Ellen, you're about to be a household name. Yeah, and I said that on the podcast. And, I'm just watching it literally grow.
Kind of happens. Yeah.
Wow. And I want to give you brothers y'all flowers, bro. Like, what y'all doing, bro, is amazing, bro. I love it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you look at where Maryland is, bro, it's crazy how, like, it's low-key tucked. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's like so much that goes on.
In Maryland,
like,
there's
so much talent that just get buried. And it's like, you guys are bringing, like, hey, look, I got to look at this. You know what I'm saying? I got to tap
in. There's too many people in the area that we went to school with that that's we crazy. Know, like, there were 6 degrees of separation that have done, accomplished, seen, or just been a part, or is a part of something.
Amazing,
crazy. Mm-hmm. And, like, you have to share that.
Yeah, bro.
So that we can all look at each other and be like, yo, you're great. Yes, king. Yes, queen. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the environment. Y'all should come here and fuck with us. Like, where else are you going to see, like, just anything that in the DMV style? Mm-hmm. Not even the DMV, Silver Spring.
Hell yeah.
The Silver Spring area. Like, just that it.
Crazy. Shit, like, take off, man. This might be the year. It's like, hold on. What's going on?
We're gonna see. Y'all gotta keep putting in work and keep staying consistent.
Of course.
But along the lines of the brand, Abu, and outside of you giving back, what else do you plan to do with it? I mean, like, you have merch, you're getting ready to do a drop. When are you getting ready to do your first drop for the brand?
Shooting for my first drop somewhere. Pre-sale is probably gonna be around February. A little probably before or after Valentine's Day. And then we gonna probably had a promo video just drop around like March, early March. And just get the ball rolling. What I want to do is make sure I can give it to the people how I really want to push it out. But I remember I just had a convo earlier too. They was like, hey, bro, like, it's all right. You know, people want what's limited. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, nah, man, I want to make sure I'm giving it to the people that really want it. You know, he's like, look, it's all right if, like, you put it out and they miss the first one. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's
just
like,
means you got to do it all.
Yeah, and then that's the thing, too, is, like, I'm in this game and I'm learning as I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's important, too. Like, just as much as I did with basketball, like, you in this game, cool. You got to learn the ins and outs, those little things, those little details that you don't really get a chance to really peep, you know? So that's just the plans moving forward. But yeah, just push the brand and just build, really.
I'm excited about it, man. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if I can give the people this preview, but I mean, yeah, me and Abu are working on that promo video that is going to drop. So we're going to put something together that's going to be real dope, and I feel like it's going to make you feel. Mm-hmm. I think that's the goal. Of what we're trying to accomplish is that it's going to make you feel. I don't want to tell you what we plan to make you feel, but we're going to create a vibe. Is the goal. We're not going to be entering a vibe because I'm not stealing anybody's. I'm not stealing anybody's.
They're not entering the vibes.
I'm not stealing anybody's motto or their
slogan.
Their slogan. Shout out to Steve Wells. fire videographer, by the way. But yeah, man. I'm glad that we got to do this, man. This is a super monumental episode. It's been a long time coming. I feel like we had some really great conversations. We had a decent basketball game.
We can't end the pod without the this or that, Bryce.
It's okay. I was just wrapping up the conversation.
Hinting at it to tell the people that this or that is coming.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
So this is when you should drop that this or that.
Yeah. I have to make that still.
Yeah, sorry, podcast. You bastard.
But you know, between editing the episode and then editing the videos.
don't do the editing the episodes. But I've definitely heard the let's count it in. 1, 2, 3. I'm like, come on, guys. You
can't. Yeah. No, that was a mistake. But out of 100 episodes and that happened one time, I think it's okay. I think it's all right. But yes, Alistair, without further ado, the this or that.
Most definitely. Do you both want to chime in or you just for a boo?
However you want to do it, man.
All right, both of you. Throw out your answers. Throw out your answers. This is this or that. No one knows the questions. Mm. Are you guys ready?
Mm. I'm already thinking.
All right, we're going to start it right now. Healthy D Rose or AI at 6'5"? Who's a better player?
Mm. AI at 6'5".
Yeah, AI 6'5", unfortunately. As much as I love D-Rose, damn.
AI too crafty, bro.
Yeah, it's just because he can get a bucket
anyway.
And at 6'5", who knows what he could have been capable of.
Come on.
That would have been wild.
Healthy D-Rose is wild, though. I'm not going to lie.
That one dunk on the Knicks was like, bro, what?
That's the only Bama I've seen really strike fear. Well, not only Bama, but really put some fear into LeBron's heart, bro.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And that was on the Heat too.
Yeah,
right.
Bro.
That was crazy.
That Bulls team was scary. And in 2K they were crazy too. Yeah. But was tough. Go ahead.
All right, next question. Win the lotto or get your dream job?
Lotto, because my dream job is not to work. Fuck that.
What?
Oh, man.
All right. Bungee jump into the Grand Canyon or blast off in a rocket?
I'm blasting off in a rocket. Nah, hold on. Yeah, I'm blasting off in the rocket.
Nigga, you gonna go to space?
Yeah, I'm gonna come back.
Nah, space is scarier than Earth to me. Give me the bungee jump into the Grand Canyon.
Nah, bro, you don't know what's in there, bro.
Nah, that's just a long. You just gotta hope it snap.
Yeah, bro.
That's the scary part.
Bro, that's scary.
That's the scary part. I don't know what that was.
So you gonna go into space, dog?
It's just space. It's just space. You been? You know? Nah, dog.
It's just space. I'm good on space, bro. I'm good on space.
Why you in the league going into a game? Like, hold on. Dog. Hey, that's funny. All right. Bro.
Would you rather be Tom or would you rather be Jerry?
I'm going Jerry. Easy.
Yeah.
He in the creases. He's like,
yeah.
Would you rather live in the Pokemon world or GTA?
I might go GTA, bro.
A nigga's gonna run up on you.
But
a samurai sword.
Yeah, that is what I mean. But nah, though, bro. Pokemon, think about that, bro. I'd rather that than like a Pokemon just jump out of. Nah.
But you strapped. You got Pokemon with you, bro. Like.
Nah.
So I'll choose you.
Maverick,
you can have smoke for anybody too. You can ride bench with your Pokemon, really, if you come down to it.
But they strong enough. Make sure they got teleport.
Yeah, see, that's the right one. So give me Pokemon, bro. I just like the idea of like being murked randomly in GTA. So yeah, I'm cool. It's very similar to the real world, but it's just a little too high frequency in GTA.
We got two more. Better dunker, Sean Kemp or
Blake Griffin. I'm sorry. Sean Kemp. I say Blake.
I might go Blake, bro.
Yeah, I might go Blake.
Sean Kemp. Like, Prime Blake.
Prime Blake. He's just better. He's just better.
Prime Blake.
Like from the stats, dunks look like real nasty, like in like that old footage, and that's how I look at it. Like they be really yamming each other.
Yeah, they be really just only because of the type of dunks Blake Griffin was doing. You know what I mean? Like he was doing it.
Yeah, I mean that's fair, and he jumped over to Kia.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, and last one, Meg Thee Stallion or Lisa Rae in Players Club.
Dang,
Meg's knees are way too good, bro.
Yeah, give me Meg. Yeah, I'm
Let me make, bro. Come on, man. 2 years.
Huh? Got it. Lisa Rae bad. Don't get me wrong. Like, anybody out here listening to me, don't get me wrong. Like, Lisa Rae bad. Especially in Players Club. But, like, come on, bro. Like, we've all seen Meg. Like, we've seen what, like, she can do. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dog. Like, oh, no. Like, oh, no.
To see what the people say.
Yeah, I'm about to go, man.
But that concludes this or that.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. And before we wrap up and we get out of here, Boo, is there anything that you wanna leave the folks with? You wanna shout out somebody? Do you wanna, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Man, shout out Late Bloomer, 255 Nation, DOG Sports, man. And just the whole Maryland and what we about to do coming this year, man. I'm excited for everybody. I feel like this is really the year that we really just gonna pop, man. Not that we wasn't popping already. It's just when we gonna get the whole world to really take heat, you know. So, but yeah, just be on the look for the merch drop, pre-sale date, and just the promo video that's about to drop soon, man. I thank y'all brothers for, you know, having me come out, you know, and you know, let the world know what we got coming up.
Hey, glad to have you, man. Definitely an interview that I wanted to share with the people, because.
A long time coming, man. This is amazing, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to sign out with the Stairs to Greatness. This week's Stairs to Greatness is you can't get intoxicated on a moment in life. Mm-hmm. You got to keep living. You can follow me on social media, Stairs to Greatness. I'm just on IG, nothing else. make sure you follow our podcast page, AMB period podcast, AMB period podcast. As always, y'all the wheels, we're the vehicle. We're trying to go somewhere. So let's keep working together. Shout out to Durag News out of New York. Shout out to the Wavy New Yorker podcast. Shout out to our I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall. Like that. Y'all big time, but like, y'all should go check that out. Shout out to Never Hip a Lane to Game
Podcast. It's just they're the Never Hip a Lane.
Never Hip a Lane.
I mean, the whole slogan in the saying is Never Hip a Lane the Game.
Yeah. I know it was too off. But yeah, shout out to them. Everybody, we pushing. Like Abu said, we all got something cooking. It's the 20 get it done year. So let's do it. And shout out to Amo, too.
Shout out to Amo, man.
Carlos? Yeah, man. As always, I don't have anything profound to say. I'm going to say something that I said before. You know, pick your spots, hit your shots, bro. Yeah, it's that simple, bro. Just
like, that was a good one, bro.
You don't need to pull up from the parking lot, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can hit a layup, bro. You know what I mean? So just take smart shots, bro, in all aspects of your life. You can follow me on social media, Young Tamarack, YoungTamarack on Twitter. I just had like an Illuminati tweet. It's kind of doing some numbers. Great.
Congrats, bro. Thank you. Every now and again, you get one of those.
Yeah. It's really weird, bro. And I don't even be like trying and it just might be happening. It's really weird. You can follow me on Instagram, Kofi Bryce, KOFIBRYCE _. Yeah, I'm trying to get to 1,000 followers and keep my ratio very even. So we're very close on that front. Did you give me social media, Boo?
No, I actually didn't, man. You can follow me on laybloom.boo, and you can follow the brand page at laybloomerbrand on Instagram. We got the other profiles coming up as well, as far as like, you know, YouTube. And I ain't gonna lie, man, I wanted to recommend y'all, bro. I don't know if y'all already do. Y'all should make it also. I wasn't for it, but I think it's really true. A TikTok page, bro. As much as y'all like, hold on.
Goddamn Chinaman.
I'm serious, bro, because it's like, just as far as like marketing wise, not in the sense we're like, you know, making TikTok videos, but just like marketing wise, it's a good platform.
If we make the platform, we gotta make videos, bro. We don't have to do the dance.
I'm ready. I'm not doing Corvette. I'm ready.
That's what Facebook, that's what we immediately think about. Like TikTok, you just.
Nah, you can do other stuff on the job. Yeah. I'm probably just gonna lunch out.
Yeah.
Maybe dance.
You don't want to do that dance, but you want to dance.
Nah, I don't want to do like the structured, like the dance that they have set up on the job. I just want to get on there and fuck it up on my own time.
I respect.
But with that being said, we always say music from artists that we fuck with or local artists who are right here in the area. And an artist that I've been meaning to play some more international flavor. So this week I'm going to play something from Mr. TZ, actually, on the podcast. I don't have a track, but I'm going to do some research because I should have did it before. But I'm going to find something. I'm going to crack that on the podcast this week. And with that being said, thank y'all for listening to another week of the AMU Podcast. Peace. Me love, me love. I've been searching for my mama lately, lately, baby. Peace on mama, got you. Vibing from Trinity to 302. Double five, number one, and I'm comfortable. Got me singing like, yeah, my baby. Niwewe mwenyewe, na kupenda wewe. The Lord and friends and mwaje kele. Ni kupende unipende baby, ni baby. Tulia tuli twende chode chode. Aste, baby, I know you like to party. In my heart come and dance from Monday to Friday. In the radio, see ni mwage chale. Come and dance from Monday to Friday. In the radio, see ni mwage chale. Mistakes, ma, communicate while we contemplate how to take over the world, going state to state on a world tour and watch them haters hate. Nah, one thing that I learned about you, steady blessing my life, like I said, I chew with my heart. You arrived like an air marshal, and I know that you know that we control it. Come live in the moment and come wind it. You're finally mine, and I'm just smiling. So listen to me as I give you my peace. And love, we stuck to the crease and look to above for support and guidance, and I'm lovely. Si komagi magi na konyagi. Ooh, tipsy tipsy on this beat, catch a vibe in between underneath you. Make a mess when I clean up, I'm neatly. Leave me in this pot of love, raining on me, make me drown in your flood. Yeah, give me thanks to above, anatomy grazing, and I'm not talking scrubs. Yeah, me ni binadamu mama, tend to my heart, no drama. Get my blessings from father, I mean your mama and papa and whole family. Give me life like it's no other. I mean your mama and papa and whole family.